Here is part two of the interview that I have with the wonderfully gifted, multifaceted Melissa Taylor. I'm so glad that you're here being a part of this conversation with us. Let's jump in.
Have you ever wondered why you aren't getting the results, relationships, or life that you want, or why some of your clients run into the same problems? I'm certified life coach Lindsay Pullman, and I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you. There's just more to understand about the multifaceted beauty of the human body. I believe that being trauma-informed is an essential standard of care for coaches, and I'm here to support life coaches who recognize that there is so much more than mindset work when it comes to supporting ourselves and our clients responsibly. So glad you're here. Come on in.
Yeah, nervous system healing is key to all of it. It's like when our nervous system is healed or regulated, we come back to ourselves.
Yep.
We come home to ourselves
and
we live from that space.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And one of the models that I have in my program, it's called this, it's like a relationship model of connecting and returning, because that's what we're really doing, right? It's a grid and it's a map, but it's also very, what's the word? Everyone's journey is so unique, but it's something for people to see some structure or have some footing as to where they might be in their healing journey as they deepen and redevelop that connection or just come even more home to themselves. So just so beautiful. And I just love that you share that too, because one thing that I always like to remind my people of is just that we are our own modality of healing, right? And so every single person, and I would love to hear anything that comes to your mind as well, because I think I actually heard it from you first, that idea. We're all our own modalities. We all have our own unique spiritual gifts to offer or to express somehow. And it's going to look different for everybody. I just think it's such a beautiful thing to support people and opening up to this idea or this truth so that they can almost feel the ineffable, but step into this space of, yeah, like, what is that for me? Like, if everybody has something, what is that for me?
You know? And we all benefit from each other. It's like this beautiful synergy. Like, we all don't have everything we need. I mean, we do inside, but like, you really do have everything you need, isn't it? But there's also this, people have developed certain abilities or certain gifts of their own that are maybe stronger than what you have. And you get to connect with them, and like, together you get to heal. And then you give of yours, they give of theirs. It's this beautiful energetic exchange, which is why healing in community is so powerful, because we all have this piece to add to the whole, you know?
Yeah. What would you say to people who are worried they've maybe missed their time?
For life, doing their own work or like discovering their own gifts inside?
Yeah. Discovering their gifts.
Their gifts. Yeah. I have the belief that you're always right on time, that you're never late really for anything. As far as your soul's journey and what opens up and when. And maybe if you're listening to this podcast, this is something that you've come across at just the right timing to open up something for you, or to open up your awareness of what is possible for you. I mean, I was in my early 30s before I realized I had this ability to connect energetically to people in the way I do. I mean, yes, when I was little, but it never goes away. You know, it's never not there. It's always there. And I feel like everything shows up at just the right time. You don't miss anything that's meant for you.
Yeah. And I love to think of it the way, since we're talking about flowers at the beginning of the call, but just in the sense that I think it takes less energy to come into your spiritual gifts or to learn to live into them on your timing versus like resist and suppress and hide, you know?
Yeah. Or like hustle. I got to be this. I got to get here. I see this person doing this, so I need to hustle. It is like a beautiful unfolding, like a flower. Like you can't rush it and you don't want to suppress it either. Like it's just this natural, organic. When you come back home to yourself, when you heal your nervous system, and the process of healing your nervous system can be the process of you discovering your gifts. You know, they don't have to come out after you've done all this healing. Hello, I was in the middle of like trying to figure out, what do I do with this? How do I heal this second bout of breast cancer? And the journey led me to the opening of my gifts. So you don't have to be at the end. You know, the gifts aren't at the end. They're in the journey. The gift is in the walk of it all. And they beautifully unfold just perfectly for each of us.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I think it's just so important, no matter your age, no matter where you are, you're never too young too. Mm-hmm. Right? You're never too young to come into this stuff as well. So I'm hoping, I mean, my kids are going to do life the way that they, you know, do life. And right now, my oldest seems pretty connected to herself. And she just has this dreamy look to her that I adore. And, you know, she's going to keep doing things the way that she's meant to. But I love the idea of being a part of a world that we're creating where maybe people don't have to turn things off to survive in the world and then figure out how to return to self, where they can be born into a world where all of that is celebrated from childhood, yeah. From birth.
I love that. I was thinking that same thing, like we're becoming more conscious as a planet,
yeah.
as a human race. We're evolving and it's happening very rapidly at a collective level. And I think we are more aware now, and we are able to better create an environment that fosters the unique giftings of the souls that are here, those young souls, so that they have all they need to, you know, become their highest selves while they're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that in the work that I'm doing and in the work that so many other people like you are doing. And so it's just so fun to band together mm-hmm. and support each other as we're all doing this beautiful work to create a new world, to create like a foundation to support that with these new little people coming in.
Yeah. And I always tell my clients and people I work with, like, the greatest gift you can give your children is a healthy nervous system for yourself, because it's a gift. It's a generational gift. It is generational wealth to have a parent who can find that healing, can regulate their nervous system, can come back to themselves, because it just gives those children permission to do that. You know?
Yeah. And it's that modeling that really makes a difference, you know, what's modeled. And we don't need to be perfectionistic about it. So,
oh, no.
Y'all, like, don't forget that you're humans.
Yeah, we're supposed to have our freak out moments, and you know, we learn from all of it. I mean, it's just this process of learning. We're not finished yet. Like, you are not finished. Mm-hmm. You are this beautiful creation, like, still in creation mode. And so,
Yeah, I love that too. And again, just going along the lines of not needing to be perfectionistic, like, I just plan on my kids probably needing therapy and just celebrating that they know that they need it for whatever reason, even if it has to do with me.
I want a gift that they have a mom who has the mindset that therapy is beneficial, because, like, you go back a few decades ago and we weren't as open as a people to that. So, like, what a gift that they have you as a mom to be able to encourage whatever type of therapy they need. And I don't know, maybe one day we will call it therapy. Maybe it will be like integrated. I don't know. I'm getting like some intuitive hit right now. Can you feel that?
Let's hear it. Yes. Yes.
This is how it is with me, you guys. I just feel like at one point it will be something that's just integrated naturally into the lives of humans, it's like we don't have, it's just a natural thing that we're all doing to help ourselves. And maybe we'll still call it therapy, maybe we won't, but it feels like it will be part of our living. Like it's just a part of having a healthy life.
Yeah. And not a sign that like
something's wrong or.
Yeah. It's just like, no, it makes sense. And so hopefully I'm already modeling that to my kids, because I go through my own phases. And actually, when I first got into coaching, sometimes people talk about it as if like when you're sick, when you're hospitalized emotionally, right, you go to a therapist, or when you want to like become an Olympic athlete for your mind, you get a coach, right? Kind of separating that out. And I actually don't see it like that at all anymore. I mean, I can see why that can be helpful to a degree, but I'm seeing a therapist right now for some specific things, but I don't feel like emotionally hospitalized. I just feel like, ooh, here's some deeper stuff. I'm ready to look at it with a therapist versus like, oh, something's wrong with me because I couldn't figure it out with a coach or with an energy worker or this or this. It's like, ooh, I'm actually pretty dialed into what this is. And I know that person can help me versus, oh, something's wrong or something's gone wrong.
Yeah. What if we called it attending? I'm just attending to myself.
Yeah.
And there doesn't have to be some emergency to attend to ourselves, right?
Yes.
Or there can be, but maybe if we have a continual attending to of ourselves, it doesn't get emergent because it's woven into our lifestyle to attend to ourselves in loving that way.
Oh my gosh. I love that, because it felt like a very proactive move for me. I was just like, I know that this is blocking me from where I want to go, and I can tell it's deeper. So I'm going to go here. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like a way that I'm attending to myself as I continue to compound the work that I'm doing, the safety that I'm creating in my body, all the things. So I love that. Okay. I know that we're like,
we could go on for hours.
We might turn this might become a part one, part two, but part of why I have Melissa here right now too. I just feel like everybody needs to know Melissa, which I already told you. And I obviously feel that strongly, because if you are a member of any of my communities, that means my self-advocacy program for women whose husbands look at porn, my Safe Awakenings program for women healing from religious conditioning and trauma, and anyone coming to become a trauma-informed coach, Melissa is here with us for the year of 2023 doing a whole chakra healing series. And it's like fire.
It's awesome. The chakra system. The chakra system is amazing. When you learn that you have this part of you that maybe you didn't know you had, but that's working for you and that you can work with it, it's just another way to go about supporting yourself. Mm-hmm. And knowledge is so powerful. So I do a lot of teaching of what each chakra is, and then teaching tools and methods to help balance and bring balance and harmony to each of those chakras, which in turn brings balance and harmony to the whole body mind.
Yeah. And it's this idea of showing people different ways to return to self and to be attuned to themselves and to different cues and things they're noticing in their bodies. And there's different ways to do that. And the context that Melissa provides and the healing work that you also provide, essential. It's essential, and there's an order and a place for it, and not everybody's ready for it. But when they are, if it is resonant with them, it can be such a beautiful layer to understand how to connect to your body when things are blocked, why, you know, where am I maybe deficient or in excess, things like that. It's just awesome. I love it, love it, love it. So if you're a client of mine in any way, you get to be a part of this, which is so awesome. And for those of you who aren't following me on Instagram, Amy Gianni and I are holding a retreat here in the south of France in about just under 2 months, actually.
Yeah, it's so soon.
I'm so excited about it. And the format of this retreat, it's going to be a somatic, creative writing and healing retreat.
which I know that's a lot of words for everybody, but the vision that I see, and I would love for you to add on to it, because I had this vision for it. And then I was like, well, Melissa needs to be here. So hopefully she'll come. But the idea is that, especially if you're an entrepreneur or if you're just a human that wants to learn how to have fun and access and connect to their bodies, then you can do that too. But also as entrepreneurs, so often we naturally think we need to be in a chair to create or to kind of hustle and grind a little bit more than we actually need to. And so I'm bringing Melissa on to just help entrepreneurs or just anybody recognize different ways to open up to their creative flow, to their creative power, and get a feel for what somatic practices or exercises or movements can help them turn on and tune into that versus think they have to force that through.
You can't force creativity. Like, mm-hmm. You open it up.
Yeah.
So we will be opening up more flow of creativity, more portals of creativity to just ooze out of you for yourself, for your business, for the people you serve. And we're going to access that creativity through some of the chakra stuff and through the physical body. Like, accessing creativity through the physical body is super powerful.
Yeah, it's pretty much how I always do it now, like in some way, just so important to me. And so you'll have that support from Melissa, but then you'll also have coaching support from Amy and I as blocks come up, and Melissa too, to shift or remove any blocks or resistance that may come as you're starting to access some of this stuff, which is amazing. And then on top of that, we have fun plans.
France fun.
Yes. And just from a healing standpoint, what would you say about the importance of play and fun?
Oh, Lindsay, it's so interesting, because when I started my healing journey, it was all about, oh my gosh, I got to like eat the right foods, and I got to do this work, and I need to heal my nervous system, and I got to take care of these emotions, and all those things are a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last, I would say, year and a half, I have discovered the therapeutic benefits of fun and play. And this is all sacral chakra related. Our sacral chakra is the center of fun and creativity and play and pleasure and desire and sexuality. And so when you tap into fun, you tap into your creativity. And it is healing on an emotional level, because this is your emotional centers. It's sacral center rules your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is highly, highly underestimated. Fun medicine.
Yeah.
So it is an important ingredient in this Brant's retreat to have fun.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about like doing an Instagram post on, because I do share a lot about me like outdoors and doing things where I'm playing and doing stuff, but it's essential.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's essential to my well-being. It's essential to my inner healing. Look at these things as, you know, all the play that we're going to do on our retreat as like some form of, like a little bit of excess. It's me. I'm like, no, this is integral. This is integral and a very integral piece to all of it, especially for all the women who have such a hard time forgetting about their responsibilities when they're home with their families, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to provide a space for more people to come and experience everything they're going to experience with you, with me, with Amy, and with all the women there, because people already signed up are just amazing too. So it's going to be awesome. And for anyone listening, as of right now, there are 6 spaces left. And so if this is something you are interested in, you can go to lindsaypolmancoaching.com/retreat and learn more about it and sign up and come hang out with us.
So. Yes, come be with us in France. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, we'll get lots of dance music going.
I will bring, the dancing vibes for all of us.
Yes, I love it. Well, I feel like I can keep talking to you forever, but maybe we'll just have to have you back on here sometime. But thank you
so much for
being here. You're just a light, and I just love that I know you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me on here. I love my time with you always.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Hey, come and join us in this revolution. Gotta crawl before we walk this revolution.
So are you ready to become a part of our forever community of trauma-informed coaches? Go to lindseypullman.com and see if my advanced certification is a fit for you.
And we ready to heal is what we pursuing. Coaches change lives, it's what we doing. This the place to be, no need to panic, see. Nah. We got each other's backs in this healing community. Yeah. Wanna know the facts? It's simple. When we coming together, yeah, we got unity.